The $30 billion AI crash and the bear case the bulls are ignoring. Leopold Aschenbrenner, the former OpenAI researcher whose influential essay argued that artificial general intelligence was closer than consensus believed and that its strategic implications were transformational, got married in Carmel, California over the weekend. The personal milestone arrived days after his $45 billion NOKs. iHedge Fund lost approximately two-thirds of its value in July, roughly $30 billion in paper losses in a single month, as the rotation out of AI infrastructure plays hit high-conviction positions built on his thesis especially hard. The juxtaposition serves as a launching point for what may be the most underappreciated risk in current market thinking: the AI monetization bear case. The consensus view, expressed in Microsoft's $678 billion contracted backlog, every major bank's AI investment forecast, and the broad orientation of capital allocation, holds that AI adoption is a durable, compounding, economically transformative trend generating returns commensurate with investment. The bull case has real support. $678 billion in signed agreements is contracted revenue, not speculation. The steel man's skeptical position runs as follows. The backlog represents demand at current pricing, but if model costs fall faster than pricing power, revenue is real while profit margins are not, a pattern that echoed through telecommunications, where the late 1990s fiber build-out was genuine and ultimately valuable, but brutal price competition squeezed infrastructure margins to near zero while value accrued to the application layer. The companies that built the pipes largely went bankrupt. Three specific conditions would need to hold for the bear case to materialize: compute costs continuing to fall faster than enterprise willingness to pay, open source models like Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max narrowing the capability gap with proprietary systems to the point where enterprises self-host rather than pay API fees, and cybersecurity liabilities from AI agents causing unauthorized access, generating legal and regulatory costs not currently priced in. A fourth assumption, rapid, broad enterprise adoption, could also be wrong, given that corporate IT procurement moves slowly, integration is expensive, and liability concerns loom large in regulated industries. The canary to watch in this framing is pricing. If Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI begin visibly cutting API prices to defend market share against open source alternatives, that is the first domino. Western enterprise adoption of Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max would be a simultaneous signal that the proprietary model moat is narrowing on both quality and trust dimensions. Neither has happened yet, but both are live possibilities within the next two quarters.